Indonesia vows to defend the rupiah after a record currency rout. Indonesia's finance ministry and central bank said they would step up efforts to stabilize the rupiah and pull in foreign inflows. After a week in which the country's stocks fell at the fastest pace in the world and the currency dropped to all-time lows. The commitment was reported by Bloomberg on June 6, 2026. The backdrop matters for anyone holding or spending crypto. As of June 6, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $60,270, down 3.2% over 24 hours and 17.4% on the week. Ether sat at about $1,563, down 9.7% on the day. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index read 13, deep in extreme fear. A currency crisis in one of the world's largest emerging markets is unfolding at the same time. Global risk assets, crypto included, are under heavy pressure. The week that forced a response, the trigger was speed, not just direction. A falling currency is manageable when it slides gradually. A currency that hits successive record lows, while the local equity market posts the steepest weekly drop on the planet, is a different problem. That combination tends to feed on itself. Foreign investors sell stocks, convert the proceeds out of rupiah, and the selling pressure on the currency intensifies the equity exodus. Officials responded with the standard playbook. Stabilize the currency, signal that policy will defend it, and court inflows to replace the capital heading out. The specifics of any intervention, rate moves, foreign exchange operations, or measures to attract portfolio money were not detailed in the initial report. The public pledge itself is the news. It confirms the pressure reached a level that demanded a coordinated statement from both the fiscal and monetary authorities. Currency stress and the savings problem for households and businesses inside Indonesia, a weakening currency is not an abstraction. It erodes purchasing power on imports, raises the local cost of dollar-denominated goods, and chips away at savings held in the domestic unit. That is the precise condition under which people start looking for a store of value that does not track the currency they are trying to escape. Crypto's record here is mixed, and worth stating plainly. Bitcoin and Ether are themselves down sharply this week, so anyone framing crypto as a clean hedge against a falling rupiah is ignoring a 17% Bitcoin drawdown over the same 7 days. Volatile assets do not make calm savings instruments. The more durable connection runs through stablecoins. Dollar peg tokens give a saver in a depreciating currency economy, a way to hold value in something that tracks the US dollar without opening an offshore bank account. That demand pattern has shown up before in Turkey, Argentina, and Nigeria during their own currency episodes. Stablecoins, as the practical channel stablecoin holdings, are where currency stress most often converts into crypto activity, and the spending side has matured. A user can now hold USDC or USDT and spend it through a card that converts to local fiat at the point of sale, which keeps the balance in dollars until the moment of purchase. For someone whose home currency is sliding, that is a more defensible position than holding the falling unit in a checking account. The mechanics carry their own costs, and they are not all disclosed up front. Card programs layer a network spread of roughly 0.5% to 0.9% on Visa and MasterCard rails, plus a crypto to fiat conversion spread at checkout, on top of any stated fee. There is also counterparty risk. A custodial provider that holds the balance can freeze or lose funds if it becomes insolvent, which is the case for considering non-custodial setups where the user keeps the keys. None of this makes stablecoins a guaranteed answer to a currency crisis. It makes them a tool with trade-offs that a saver should price in. A market-wide test, not an Indonesia-only one, Indonesia's rout is one node in a broader risk-off move. The same week that pushed the rupiah to record lows pushed crypto into extreme fear and dragged Ether down nearly 10% in a single day. Emerging market currency stress and a crypto drawdown are both expressions of investors pulling back from risk and crowding into perceived safety, which right now is the US dollar and short-dated US assets, rather than either local equities or digital assets. The question the intervention pledge raises is whether Indonesian authorities can break that feedback loop before it forces sharper measures. For crypto users specifically, the read across is narrower than headlines about crypto as a hedge suggest. Digital assets are not insulating anyone from this week's drawdown, but a falling local currency does tend to lift the structural case for holding and spending dollar-pegged stablecoins, even as the rest of the market bleeds.